Although in Mikao Usui's time, students at first degree level would not have worked on other people, and in fact treating others wasn't focused on or emphasized very much at all in his system, Reiki, as it's practiced in the West, is used a great deal as a sort of complementary therapy. It works amazingly well when used in this way, and there's no reason why we shouldn't start to share Reiki with other people straight away. You can make a real difference to people, and you can start now. Now, Reiki works best when you keep things simple. You rest your hands on someone, and the energy flows. You're not the source of the energy, you are just the channel that it flows through. You do not direct the energy, but you need to be there for the treatment to happen. The energy is drawn through you by the recipient, so in effect, the recipient is treating themselves. You are just a necessary bystander in the process. And the best thing that you can do is to get out of the way by emptying your head, merging with the energy, and allowing the energy to flow. There are different ways that you can treat other people. You can do short blasts on a painful knee or shoulder for 5 or 10 minutes. You can treat someone's head and shoulders while they're sitting in a straight-back chair for 15, 20 minutes, maybe half an hour. Or you can carry out a full treatment lasting for about an hour, with the recipient lying on the treatment table. Although treatments given by Reiki practitioners tend to last for about an hour, if you're treating people informally, friends and family members, then you can just go with what time you have available. Even a short blast of Reiki will help someone to an extent. Though to get the most out of Reiki, you'd be looking at longer sessions. Hour-long treatments at weekly intervals work well, and we would recommend 4 to 6 of these as a course of treatments. No matter what treatment approach you take, short blasts, head and shoulder treatments, or full treatments, you can get things going by following a simple ritual which reminds you of your neutral status, focuses your attention on your connection to the energy, and focuses your attention on the recipient. We can use 5 words to remind us of what to do. Affirm, connect, build, merge, flow. 1. We begin by affirming to ourselves that we are neutral. We do not direct the energy to produce a particular result. We stand aside with no expectations. We treat with compassion, but we do not impose our preferred result on the situation. Say to yourself, I dedicate this treatment to the person's highest good. 2. We focus our attention on our connection to the energy, imagining that Reiki is flowing down to us from above, moving down to our Tan Den. 3. We work from the Tan Den when we treat, so we imagine that the energy is building in the Tan Den area, the center of our being. 4. Having focused on our connection to the energy, we feel ourselves merging with the energy, imagining ourselves disappearing into the energy, becoming one with the energy. And we feel ourselves merging with the recipient, becoming one with them. 5. And having merged with the energy and merged with the recipient, we simply allow the energy to flow from you to them. So there we have a simple scheme that you can use whenever you treat. Affirm, connect, build, merge, flow.